my father was secretary. Bob was president from the very time it began until really virtually when he died. On January the 2nd, 1922, this group, H.I. Drain, A.T. Burroughs, G.H. Baker, F.E. Huff, alumnus, he's in your book, by the way, John Thornburg, you don't forget him easily either. I was sort of sorry to see his name in there, frankly. And Homer Shepard formed an unincorporated association, which was called the Urbana Improvement Association. It was not a corporation, it was just a, and these seven men were the trustees of that association. It was formed for the purpose of taking title to land to buy this golf course. And they thought first they'd have a nine-hole golf course. And they bought their first plot. Well, I should say that there are 150 certificates of ownership were in this corporation, this association, were issued $100 apiece. So they had $15,000. They bought 60 acres of land from Judge Cunningham, J.O. Cunningham, on Country Club Road. They bought about 50 feet along the Stipes Farm to the north of that. I don't want to get too detailed about this because I get carried away, you know, James. They got Mrs. Tawney, I don't know how they ever did this, Mrs. Samuel S.T. Busey and her daughter, Marietta Tawney, owned a lot of land, as you all know. And they, somehow this group got them to lease this 53 acres across on the east, on the west side of the drainage ditch to the country club, to the Urbana Improvement Association. And they paid for rent for this thing $450 a year. Not a bad deal for 53 acres. And incidentally, that land we used then for 20 years till 1942. At that time, the estate of the Buseys deeded it to the country club. So they actually gave us a gift, 53 acres. When they got that land, they decided we're going to make it an 18. You can just see Mr. Boggs, we'll make it an 18-hole course, and that's what they did. They did buy some other land, which I don't want to go into. But there's a lot of enthusiasm at this time, as you can imagine.